life. So this is Nerd Logs, Your Stories. Mary Beth did a great job of introducing the show, and now she is going to actually tell the first story. This is Mary Beth Smith.
Mary Beth Smith!
I'm gonna try to get this. Yeah, we did it. Okay. First of all, I do this. Okay. In case you missed it, this week Target announced that they're going to remove a lot of gender-specific signage and color schemes in their stores. The official statement that they released included that in some sections, like toys, home, or entertainment, gender is unnecessary. Our teams are working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. For example, in the kids' bedding area, signs will no longer feature suggestion for boys or girls, just kids. In the toy aisles, we will also remove reference to gender, including the use of pink, blue, yellow, or green paper on the back walls of our shelves. That's all they said. I was so jazzed, as I see that Shelby was too, because I was just like, how can this be bad? Like, how could anyone be mad about this? Here's an excerpt from something that Franklin Graham had to say on Facebook about it. Oh, really? I think Target may be forgetting who made their stores strong. It's not gender-neutral people out there. It's working American families, fathers and mothers with boys and girls they love. What's next? Are they going to try to make people believe that pink or blue baby showers are politically incorrect? A couple of other choice comments that I saw surrounding this were, how ridiculous can you get? Seriously, in all caps, more pussification of America. You can bet my hard-earned money won't be spent at Target. And one more. Now that Target is trying to be overly PC and basically just want gender-neutral or transgenders to shop there, I will have to go out of my way to shop elsewhere. Now, I can recognize that this is very troubling. And obviously, some of these people don't even understand what the term gender neutral means. I can't get into how upsetting this is to me, so instead, I decided to try to provide insight from the perspective of a lifelong tomboy, a moniker that when I was growing up, I never really embraced, but was constantly faced with. I can only hope that these changes will kind of gradually inspire understanding and that these opinions will be fewer and fewer. I've always eschewed more traditionally girly things. My favorite color has always been red. I have always hated pink because it is close but no cigar. I love things like soccer and t-ball, and I always had to get someone else to put my makeup on in plays that I was in where I was frequently cross-cast. And for those outside of the performance world, that means I played a bunch of dude roles. I would very, very occasionally wear a dress or a jumper or something of that sort to church, but usually I preferred the bolder, less gendered color schemes, and I was usually in jeans and a t-shirt. This wearing dressier clothes that are usually associated with women often prompts comments like, oh my gosh, you look so nice when you dress up, or like, you should wear dresses more often, or any number of things that I find there could be such a better way to give someone a compliment. along with all of this, I preferred my brother's toys, mostly Legos, but also Ninja Turtles and Transformers, and those dope Ninja Turtles that were also Transformers. You guys remember them? Oh, Donatello was a race car. Okay. Eventually, I had my own bevy of Beast Wars, Transformers, and Ninja Turtle action figures. And I had some Barbies, but not tons, and I usually opted for athletes and doctors instead of foofy-dressed Barbies. My favorite was when Midge went camping, because she had red hair and a jean jacket, and, or a jean vest and boots instead of high heels, and her hair changed colors in the sun like mine did, and it made me so fucking happy. One thing that I loved that my brother was a little too old to get into when I did was Power Rangers. I watched it every day after school through the Ninja Rangers era. When Billy's Zord became a wolf, my favorite animal, it was very solidified that his he was my most admired ranger. Hands down. He was smart and cute, and he didn't have to wear a skirt. In the mid-90s, Halloween was filled with the polyester jumpsuits and giant plastic masks of the Rangers. I spent at least 3 separate Halloweens in either a Ninja Turtle or generic ninja costume. But I never ventured into the Rangers because the Blue Ranger was a boy. Boys only ever dressed as Billy, Jason, Zach, Tommy. Girls could only be Trini and Kimberly. It was the same way on the playground. I was pushing things as it was with my activity choices that usually involved a few other girls, and my clothing choices where I still tried to throw in some stuff that I wasn't crazy about to maintain some, quote, normalcy. I loved the Power Rangers, but I would have jeopardized my authenticity by dressing as anyone but Billy. So I never did. As the years went by, things like gender norms and gender roles and style became conflated with sexuality. Looking back on my later teens and early 20s, I was a little too indignant when someone would assume I was a lesbian. I defended my indignance by citing my own desire to appear as authentically as I could. I never wanted anyone to think that I was purporting to be someone that I wasn't, because I had definitely grown past my fear of norms and others' perceptions of me based on pretty much anything. But if the opportunity arose now, I would definitely dress as the Blue Ranger. But I was still missing the point. It shouldn't matter. My sexuality, like my desire to dress in a certain way, to choose certain activities, and which toys I wanted to play with, should not matter to anyone else. And whatever someone's assumption was based on the natural human desire to categorize and quantify did not matter at all. Because I knew who I was. And this one thing is only who I want to sleep with, and nothing else besides that. The color of the back of the shelves and the signage above them in a store should not matter. This kind of change may very well have helped me be a more courageous and accepting person at a younger age. I hope this move by Target on such a public level will open conversations about all these topics and loosen a lot of walls that exist between genders, where norms and roles and sexuality, which has nothing to do with one's gender, are concerned. Target's really Blue Rangering it right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary Beth. That was great. Fun fact, Mary Beth and I, one of our first bonding exercises was over the fact that there were Beast Wars Animorphs toys, because Mary Beth fucking loves Animorphs.
I was reading here, but I did not mention it.
I got you covered. And guys, I love Transformers, so it was perfect. They're so cool, even though they're terrible toys. It's so cool.
They're so bad.